Hey guys, before we get started, don't forget we have a YouTube channel, Gamer Daily News, over on YouTube. We also have a subreddit, Gamer Daily News on Reddit. Go check them both out. We're trying to grow the community, get it tighter knit, provide some cool videos for you, and some discussion over on Reddit and YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News, both places. Check it out. Subscribe, rate, review us everywhere. You know the drill. Let's start the music. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2019. Fortnite gets a respawn system. Borderlands 3 is bringing individual loot tables. And Octopath Traveler is coming to the PC. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. Happy Monday, everybody. My name is X1. Let's do this. Apex Legend is changing the Battle Royale system, and yet again, we have another example of this happening. According to GameSpot, Fortnite is adding Apex Legends-like respawn system this week. Epic Games has announced a new edition of Fortnite Battle Royale called the Reboot Van. The feature allows you to bring back squad mates that have died in battle, similar to the respawn stations in Apex Legends. As part of Fortnite's next update, reboot vans and reboot cards will be added to the Battle Royale game. Upon death, squadmates will drop their reboot card, which can be used at a reboot van to respawn them. According to Epic Games community manager, after a squadmate has been eliminated, grab their dropped reboot card, and any surviving squadmates can activate it at a van. Once activated, you'll definitely know as a beacon and audio cue will be set off, informing nearby players to the reboot in progress and how many players will be arriving. Your squad will appear one by one on top of the van, ready to jump back in the match. What do you think? Do you think this improves Fortnite? Do you not like this? Do you think Fortnite should stick with its formula? Let me know. Reddit, Gaming News, Gamer Daily News, over there. Let us know what you think. Our next story comes at us from PC Gamer, and that is Valve's anti-review bomb measures strip 4,000 plus negative reviews from Borderlands 1 and 2. Valve's effort to mitigate the impact of Steam review bombs are working thanks to a new system that prevents off-topic reviews from affecting a game's review score. Steam users unhappy at 2K's decision to enter into an exclusivity partnership with the Epic Store for Borderlands 3 have been review bombing its prequels, Borderlands 1 and 2. A new default filtering system, however, prevents those reviews, which number around 4,000 in this case, from being included in the aggregate score. Of course, written reviews remain on the site, which means you'll be able to read the comments of unhappy Steam users with a single click. It does, however, mean prospective purchasers won't be misled by negative reviews from the game's storefront. Well done, Valve. I think this is a great job. I think having accurate reviews or honest, accurate reviews is what helps make a store. For instance, that's why Amazon's so powerful. Amazon keeps up negative reviews, it keeps up positive reviews, and I feel like when I read those reviews, I'm getting an accurate depiction of the product that I'm thinking about purchasing. So well done, Valve, in doing that. Well done. Well done again. I'm going to say it again. Well done. We have another Borderlands 3 story, or a Borderlands story. This is specific about Borderlands 3 in this case, coming at you from PC Gamer. And this is that Borderlands 3 co-op partners won't compete for loot. It's different in the past Borderlands. Borderlands 2, you had to compete for loot. Looks like you're going to have your own loot tables in Borderlands 3, which is amazing. Borderlands 3 co-op players won't have to argue over loot after every firefight. Unlike in Borderlands 2, Gearbox Software art director Scott Kester has announced. It sounds like the game will be more flexible about who it can play, who you can play with in co-op. Even if you're much lower level than your partner, you can still make a big impact, and it won't restrict who you team up with based on your mission progress. In Borderlands 3, players will see separate loot, which means you can grab and sort through it at your leisure. You won't have to be like, hey, you stole that. That was mine, dude. I had the most hits and you took the best gun. You're just stealing all my stuff. Nope, you both will get separate loot. Fantastic. But if you don't like this and you prefer the OG Borderlands 2 style, well, guess what? You'll be able to turn it on if you want. It might be fun if you're playing with someone who you know well. You can share the excitement when a particular cool weapon drops and sort through the gear twice as fast, but you don't have to turn it on. You can keep the Borderlands 3 separate loot table style there. I prefer that. I think that's better, but I could see some hyper-competitive people who want to have fun and struggle for loot with their friends turning that feature on. I think this is great. I cannot wait for Borderlands 3. Giddy up. We know that Octopath Traveler is coming to PC. And how do we know this? Because once again, the Korean ratings board, who always seems to leak game releases coming to a PC system or a console system before anybody else knows, has leaked that. They've posted their ratings for Octopath Traveler on the PC. That is super exciting. Octopath Traveler is from Square Enix. It's a 2D JRPG extravaganza where you'd go in with your friend. It's super good. I play this. This is one of my favorite games on the Switch to date. It's one of my favorite RPGs/JRPGs, although I don't know what necessarily distinguishes modern day JRPGs through different from RPGs. This felt there's a blurring of the lines occurring here, but regardless, it will now be available on the PC. Well, not yet. We don't know dates. We don't know times. We just know that later this year, it looks like Octopath Traveler is coming to the PC. In our last story, coming at us from Game Informer, it looks like Apex Legends is testing different ways to punishment frequent quitters. So Apex Legends, it's a squad-based game. There's three people on a team. So if you jump into a match with three people and one of those people leaves, you're at a huge disadvantage right off the bat. If two of them leaves, you're at an even huger. I don't know if that's a word, but you're at a bigger disadvantage, right? You can be screwed if a player on your squad abandons the game and leaves you short. And there's no method right now of punishing people who do that. But Respawn says that might change. In the most recent patch, players were noticing there was a 5-minute cooldown between matches if they quit mid-match three times. This turned out to be a feature that went live too early, but is currently in Respawn's pipeline. In the future, players who quit games early will get escalating cooldowns after certain thresholds. It's not a thing you would notice unless you're quitting constantly, but if you are, Respawn seemingly wants you to stop eventually. So internally, we have been working on and testing this feature, but it wasn't our intention or plan to have it go live with the update that went out today, Respawn's community manager posted in the game subreddit. There was a piece of script that was missing and caused the leaving match early penalty to be turned on when it shouldn't be. That's why it wasn't in the patch notes. This doesn't mean there's no room for gray area here. If your squad isn't full and you abandon the game, you're fine to quit and try to rematch make into a different set of circumstances if you've already bled out and died. You can also just quit without repercussions. Under a normal match rule set, though, it's encouraged to stay and stick it out on the regular. Respawn has not yet affirmed that it is going to make it into the final game, or they've also not given us an ETA on an expected solution for this, but it is clear that they're working on it, and because of this mess up on the script, although was it a mess up? Is it really a mess up? Did they really forget the script, or were they just like, shoot, we were just testing this, and they caught us. Dang it. I feel like that happens more often than not, although that's just me making stuff up at this point. But regardless, this is good news, especially if you're a hardcore Apex gamer, because no longer will you be teamed up with people that then just quit and you're screwed. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, females and males, and everybody else in between, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been real. That does us for today. Happy Monday, everybody. If you haven't yet, don't forget to go rate, review, and subscribe to us over on iTunes. Share us with your friends. Post us on Reddit everywhere you can. Also, check out our YouTube channel. Check out our Reddit channel. Daily Gamer News everywhere, guys. I love you. I love doing this every single day. Thank you for joining me and letting me be a part of your daily routine in life. And we will see you guys next time.